Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for your Eagles draft update after the first day of practice at the East-West Shrine Game. Bo Wolf here with Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. And Tony, it started with the East practice. They were in pads. This was a good practice, some good evaluation. Tell us who stood out. A couple guys on the defensive line for you.
It was right from the get-go, they went hard. I think two guys, Jay Bromley from Syracuse defensive tackle, as well as Zach Kerr from Delaware. Two different types of players. Bromley was a guy who really collapsed the pocket, kept getting pushed up the field, just destroyed the offensive lineman he went against. Zach Kerr did the same thing, really had a good play against John Urschel of Penn State, really knocked him back off the line 5 yards. But Kerr also has got the movement skills, sort of like the Eagles want. So if the Eagles are looking for a late-round guy, to sort of a backup on the two deep, Zach Kerr of Delaware, who really showed well here in the first practice on Monday, that's a name to remember in the later rounds.
For Eagles fans, of course, we remember Chip Kelly saying, big people beat up little people, and so we're looking for those big-bodied guys from the defensive line all the way back into the secondary. On the defensive line for the East team, there's Will Clark out of West Virginia, and then in the secondary, a guy who I think is one of the more intriguing guys this week, Pierre Desir from Lindenwood.
Yeah, both guys are developmental guys with high upside. Will Clark almost looks like a power forward on the football field. I mean, he's got great athleticism, he moves well, he's explosive, he's got to get a little bit strong, he's got to learn to finish plays. He's very quick off the snap, he bends around the edge, but they always seem to get him at the last minute before he gets to the ball carrier, has a high upside. Pierre Desir, who I spoke with, a tall, lanky corner, I think can also play some safety, good ball skills, showed that he belonged here. I mean, he's from a Division II Lindenwood. He's also done some punt returning in the past. Solid player. You got to like what you see, you saw today, and let's see what happens in the next 2 days.
A couple East standouts at safety as well. Trey Boston from North Carolina and Hakeem Smith out of Louisville. And then on the West team, no pads, not that much evaluation going on in the field, but a couple guys still caught your eye.
Yeah, Jar Reedy, the receiver from Toledo, smaller guy, punt returner, really what Toledo has traditionally put into the NFL, a fifth receiver that can double as a return specialist, ran great routes, caught everything in sight. And then Jordan Navarre, I think we're pronouncing his name right.
I think it's Najvar.
Najvar, there we go, the Baylor tight end. Again, you know, Baylor really doesn't use the tight ends, but he's a big, tall athlete, and he made some incredible receptions today in that wide-open system. They kind of lined him up in the slot, didn't see much playing time, really looked good today, even though it was no pads, diving around the field, showed the ability to beat linebackers down the field into the secondary, so he's a guy to keep an eye on as we go forward this week.
Another long cornerback, Arizona's Shaq Richardson, stood out to me at least on the West team's practice. Of course, a year ago, this is where the Eagles found Earl Wolf and made him their fifth-round pick out of North Carolina State. So we keep tabs on all the prospects here at the East-West Shrine Game throughout the week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Tony Pauline, I'm Bo Wolf.